Some delegates to the DSL 4th Congressional District Convention in North St. Paul wore badges naming no specific candidate, but simply begging their fellow delegates to endorse! Exclamation point. The endorsee, DSL State Representative Betty McCollum of North St. Paul, told delegates they can leave feeling happy that their party's endorsement process works.
And the other reason why there's a lot of smiles out there is because we're leaving here unified. So Linda, get ready to run, run back. I'm coming after you.
But the assembled crowd knew it won't be that simple. The DSL candidate will face Republican State Senator Linda Runbeck of Circle Pines in this fall's congressional race, but DSLers will likely challenge each other first for the party nomination in the September primary. State Senator Steve Novak of New Brighton, St. Paul City Council member Chris Coleman, and businesswoman Kathy Hartnett are all considering challenging McCollum for the party nomination. McCollum says she'll try to persuade them to support her candidacy, but she's not afraid to take them on if she has to. She calls her district a microcosm of the 4th District, with its urban and suburban neighborhoods, and says she'll take no part of the district for granted. McCollum describes herself as a determined and forthright legislator interested in environmental health and labor issues.
I've worked very hard on many of the environmental issues, feedlots, public lands, protection. I've been involved in election issues. In fact, I'm carrying a campaign finance reform bill right now. I couldn't get her that I'm going to. I want to get to the table of Washington and work on campaign finance reform.
Her interest in campaign finance reform has had personal consequences. She declined to accept any PAC or lobbying money during the legislative session and had raised just over $5,000 at the end of March, the least of any 4th District candidate. McCollum says that has to change soon.
After the end of the session, my fundraising strategy will change. I made a commitment to not take PAC or lobbyist money during session, but the groups that endorse me, I will, after session, look forward to sitting down and putting together an aggressive financial plan.
Republican candidate Linda Runbeck has raised about $65,000 in a race ultimately predicted to cost up to $1 million. The campaign is expected to be hard-fought because Republican-leaning suburban voters now equal the number of city residents in the longtime DFL district. And Runbeck faces no opponents for the Republican nomination, while McCollum may still be competing with other DFLers through September. DSL State Party Chair Mike Erlinson says it's a regrettable challenge.
There's no question that there's too much money in politics today, and Betty's going to have to raise a heck of a lot of money. It would certainly be my hope that we can spend all the money that we raise as DFLers to beat a Republican come November 7th, and we don't have to spend too much money against each other.
For his part, fifth-term State Senator Steve Novak maintains he's the most electable candidate against a Republican, with or without the DSL party behind him. He points to the fact that he's raised about $130,000 so far, and to his endorsements from the Teamsters and building trades. Novak says despite the interest of many delegates in electing a woman to Minnesota's congressional delegation, he thinks he could best ensure that Vento's seat will stay in DSL hands.
When I tell people to keep their eye on the prize, that's what I mean. And frankly, I have to make that judgment about my DFL competitors and feel strongly that if it isn't me, that whoever else it is can equally do that job. I've not been convinced of that up until this point in time, and so I might be willing to listen to them to see whether they can make that case to me.
He says he'll decide by the end of the month whether to pursue the race. In order to run, Novak would have to relinquish his chairmanship of the Senate Jobs, Energy, and Community Development Committee. Chris Coleman will decide whether or not to run this week. Labor leader Mary Rosenthal, State Representative Mary Jo McGuire, Hennepin County Commissioner Rafael Ortega, and South St. Paul Mayor Kathleen Gaylord all sought the DFL endorsement, but withdrew after McCollum took the lead. I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.